Thank you and good afternoon. After holding public meetings and hearing proposed budgets from local departments for the last few weeks, the City of Eureka is expected to finalize the city's budget for the 2015-2016 fiscal year at their meeting tonight. Due to rising pension costs, budget cuts of up to 12% are projected, and that means impending budget cuts to local departments as well. The Humble Bay Fire Department announced on Friday that Station 4 on Myrtle Avenue will be closed and unstaffed starting July 1st in order to cut more than $700,000 in cost. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills proposed that his department cut $830,000 in costs as well. The meeting will be held in council chambers tonight at 6 o'clock. The Saddle Fire near Hiapom is at 65% containment as fire crews have been hard at work battling the blaze since it originated last Tuesday. The lightning-caused fire has burned more than 1,500 acres in the Shasta Trinity National Forest, and over 1,000 personnel have spent a week containing the fire to this point. All evacuation orders in the area have been lifted, and the fire is expected to stay within the containment lines. Cooler weather temperatures and higher humidity have aided fire crews in battling the Saddle Fire, and the weather is not expected to change from that pattern during the week. The Buckskin Fire, burning just north of the California-Oregon border, is now officially a fire of concern. The fire has burned more than 2,000 acres since it was ignited by lightning on Friday night, and fire officials and crews from both sides of the border are battling the blaze. More than 500 personnel have been assigned to the fire burning 10 miles southwest of Cave Junction, the same area that the Biscuit Fire burned in 2002, a fire that scorched hundreds of thousands of acres. Along with helicopters and hand crews, 5 hotshot crews have been deployed as well, and firefighters are battling high temperatures, very rugged terrain, and heavy fuel loads, although rising humidity could help suppression efforts. A community meeting will be held at the Josephine County Building in Cave Junction tonight, so residents can learn the latest information on the Buckskin Fire. Sheriff's deputies arrested 48-year-old Michael Eugene Davidson Saturday night in connection with an attempted arson at a residence on Pachetti Drive Friday night. Davidson was identified by a woman who says she confronted Davidson outside of her house. The woman told deputies it appeared that Davidson had splashed gasoline against the side of her garage, and after she had went back inside, that he lit an outside rug and threw it against the garage where it ignited the fuel and burned a small patch on the door. The woman and a witness used the garden hose to put out the fire on the garage door, and Davidson fled the area. He was tracked down and arrested on Saturday night, however, after he returned to the property, and he was booked into county jail for arson. Davidson has now been listed as a prime suspect by the sheriff's office in a case of arson that destroyed a truck and a fishing boat on that same street just 3 days prior. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At their meeting today, the County Board of Supervisors officially said goodbye to Carol Riesch, who retired from the general manager position at the Water District, and they welcomed her replacement, Paul Heliker. Heliker accompanied Riesch on this morning's talk shop, and Heliker, who comes from Marin County, talked about what made Humboldt County an attractive option for him.
Humboldt is a beautiful place to be, and one of the things that's characteristic, and I know you've heard about this over the past couple of years with the Water Resources Planning Program, is that it's one of the few places in California that actually has more water than you have demand for.
Riesch had already met Heliker on a few occasions prior to looking for a new general manager, and she talked about what made Heliker the right person for the job.
Great experience and qualifications, very relevant for running a regional water system. He was the manager at Marin Municipal Water District for 8 years, worked at the State Department of Water Resources for 3 years, but even at Marin, we were in the same region of our statewide association, AQUA. So we met each other before at events, and I think he understands the North Coast issues and just has a great depth of experience and qualifications, and really pleased that he's joining us.
Riesch went on to say that she is looking forward to enjoying more free time, but will miss working for the Water District. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.